Hey, I'm Austin, and welcome to Word Story. If you've been listening, you know I love two things, etymology and history. So what I do here is combine the two and tell interesting stories behind words we use every day. But I don't want to tell you what the word is right away. I want the story to eventually reveal the word within. This is episode 2, so let's get started. Today's word takes us to a time and place that existed, ancient Greece, but involves people who almost certainly didn't, if you can really even call them people. Many of them were gods and heroes and other sorts of deities, but our story focuses on one mythical man, the apocryphal hero of Athens, Theseus, and a deadly task he had to perform. Like many ancient Greek stories, Theseus was half god and half mortal. His father, or one of two fathers, depending on how you interpret the story, was the king of Athens, Aegeus. Aegeus had no children and sought the oracle's advice. When he was given a confusing prophecy, his friend and fellow king Pittheus decided to try to interpret it, and ended up coming to the conclusion that he should give his daughter Aethra to Aegeus. So he did just that. One night, after having sex with Aegeus, Aethra received instructions in a dream from Athena to do the same thing with Poseidon. So Aethra waded out into the sea off the coast of Troezen, where they were staying, and did just that. Thus, the half-divine, half-man Theseus was conceived. Aegeus then caught wind that Aethra was pregnant and made it his prerogative to immediately move back home to Athens, sans Aethra. Before he left, however, he buried his sandals and sword under a boulder and told Aethra that when their son grows up, if he is able to move this boulder, he can show the sword and sandals to prove his royal lineage. So off Aegeus trotted to Athens, leaving Aethra to raise their son alone. Theseus eventually grew up and was able to move the boulder and retrieve his father's possessions. His mother informed him of his lineage and instructed him to claim his birthright from his father in Athens. Theseus agreed, and Aethra laid out two paths he could take to the city. One was the easy route by sea, where Theseus would encounter minimal trouble, or a perilous route by land where he would not only encounter bandits along the way, but six entrances to the underworld as well. Being a pompous young son of a king, Theseus chose to travel by land. Meanwhile, in Athens, Aegeus fell in love with a woman named Medea. Medea had left her hometown of Corinth after committing a series of child murders and found refuge in Athens. Aegeus and Medea were married and ruled the city together. On his way to Athens, Theseus encountered the challenges, called the Six Labors, as promised. At each of the six entrances to the underworld, he dealt with the labors easily, finding creative ways to solve them. He first encountered a famous bandit who beat his victims into the ground with a club. Theseus killed him by beating him into the ground with his own club. The second labor involved a famous bandit who killed his victims by tying them between two bent trees and then cutting the ropes that held the trees, tearing them in half. Theseus solved this puzzle by tying the bandit between two bent trees and then cutting the ropes, tearing him in half. For the third labor, Theseus killed a pig. Fourth, Theseus encountered an elderly bandit who forced travelers to wash his feet on the edge of a cliff, then kicked them off the cliff. Theseus killed him by kicking him off a cliff. Fifth, Theseus came across a bandit who challenged travelers to a wrestling match and killed them when they lost. Theseus wrestled and killed him. Lastly, the sixth bandit would offer travelers a bed to sleep in, but his bed was always too small or too large, so he either cut the guests' feet off or stretched their bodies out until they fit. Theseus solved this riddle by cutting off his feet and then his head. Theseus eventually made it to Athens and revealed himself as Aegeus' son. Medea recognized him, but Aegeus did not. So Medea arranged to have Theseus killed before Aegeus noticed, so that her own son could become king. Theseus survived all assassination attempts, and his father eventually recognized him, while Medea fled the city. With father and son once again reunited, Theseus could finally claim his birthright as successor to the throne and rule alongside Aegeus. Athens was home to an event called the Panathenaic Games, and people from around Greece would gather in the city to compete. One of the princes of Crete attended the games during Aegeus and Theseus' rule. He outperformed all of the local Athenian athletes and quickly became a favorite with the fans, leading to a prompt assassination. His father, King Minos, did not take too kindly to this. He ordered the city burned to the ground and Aegeus surrendered. In an act of mercy, King Minos did not raise the city, but declared that every 7 years, 7 boys and 7 girls must be sent to Crete to be sacrificed to the Minotaur, a half-man, half-bull monster. Aegeus obliged, and the town was saved. After 2 rounds of this, Theseus had had enough, and decided he would take matters into his own hands, as he was wont to do. He switched places with one of the boys who had been selected to set sail for Crete. He told Aegeus that if he were successful in killing the Minotaur, he would return with a white sail displayed on his ship. Theseus arrived in Crete, and immediately King Minos' daughter Ariadne fell in love with him. She knew he would be doomed to die in the labyrinth, for even if he were to slay the Minotaur, he would most certainly die attempting to escape. Ariadne sought the advice of the labyrinth's creator, Daedalus, so that he could help Theseus return to her alive. Daedalus told Ariadne to always go forward and down, never left or right. He also said she should supply Theseus with a simple tool for finding his way back out, a ball of twine. Ariadne took what she had learned and passed this knowledge on to Theseus the night before the trial. Armed with the information, his ball of twine, and a sword he hid beneath his tunic, he promised her that if he were to make it back out alive, he would take her away with him. Theseus tied the end of the twine to a post outside the entrance and trailed it behind him as he walked. He eventually came to the center of the labyrinth, found the Minotaur, and made quick work of him, cutting his head clean off. Whereas most people who survived the Minotaur would have died of starvation finding their way out, Theseus was able to quickly escape. He followed the trail of twine he had left behind, leaving the labyrinth within minutes. The hint he followed allowed him to escape. In Middle English, and being used up until the 20th century, the word for something that has been formed into a ball, especially a type of yarn or string, is a word spelled C-L-E-W-E. Clue. The word clue, with its archaic spelling, was used both in the literal sense and as a metaphor for anything that leads to the solution of a problem, as Theseus's ball of twine, or clue, led him to the exit of the labyrinth. The metaphorical meaning of the word eventually took over the literal meaning, and the archaic spelling was dropped sometime in the last 200 years or so. Theseus eventually set sail for Athens, bringing with him Ariadne and the rest of the Athenian youths. He left Ariadne behind, forgot to put up his white sails, Aegeus saw the black sails and cast himself into the sea, committing suicide, and giving the Aegean Sea its name. All typical Greek mythology stuff. Interesting side note, Theseus lends his name as well to the philosophical Ship of Theseus paradox. After Theseus returned to Athens, his ship was left in the harbor for centuries, so that all Athenians could lay eyes on it. As the boards rotted away, they were replaced one by one, until none of the original boards remained. Philosophers debated whether or not this could still be considered the same ship that Theseus sailed on, since none of the original materials remained. There's still no consensus to this day. This week's episode was brought to you by me, again. It's still just me. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and sure hope you'll join us again next week for another word. And please, if you enjoyed the show, a review is always greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.